This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump abruptly walked out of a meeting with the top Democratic lawmakers at the White House on Wednesday after they again refused his demand for funding to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Trump on Twitter called his brief discussions with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer a total waste of time. The president said he asked them whether they would approve a wall or a steel barrier at the border if he agreed to end the 19-day partial government shutdown, now 20th day, and while negotiations on border security are held over the next 30 days. However, when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said no, the president walked out. Meanwhile, as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, the Food and Drug Administration says it's hard to stop routine food inspections because of the partial government shutdown, but some inspectors will be called back to work next week.
FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says he's working to bring back about 150 employees to inspect potentially risky items, things like cheese, produce, and baby formula. He says all imported foods are being inspected, but some routine food inspections will have to go by the wayside, things like crackers and other non-risky packaged goods. The Department of Agriculture, which handles meat and poultry inspections, says 89% of its food safety workers are still on the job. But health advocates worry if the shutdown drags on that food inspections could be curtailed, putting consumers at risk. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein, who has overseen the lengthy criminal investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, is now planning to leave the job when a new attorney general takes office. President Trump has often assailed Rosenstein for naming a special counsel, former FBI Director Robert Mueller, to lead the investigation into allegations that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to influence the outcome of the election. This is VOA News. After several days of intense speculation on the outcome of the Democratic Republic of Congo's presidential elections, the country's election board proclaimed Felix Tshisekedi the winner. The result could lead to the country's first democratic transfer of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. The announcement came as riot police were deployed in the capital amid fears of a disputed result in the December 30th vote, marked by accusations of vote fraud. Albert Maleka is the former chief of staff for the late ATN, Tshisekedi.
These are provisional results which must be confirmed by the Constitutional Court. And then we will have to wait the result for the National Assembly, since the government will come from the majority in the Assembly.
The U.S. Embassy in the Democratic Republic of Congo had warned Americans to leave the country as Congolese officials prepared to announce the results. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made unannounced visits Wednesday to Erbil and Baghdad, reassuring allies amid U.S. plans to withdraw its troops from Syria and seek support for increasing pressure on Iran. Pompeo says the U.S. will not leave Kurdish allies vulnerable to hostile action by Turkey.
These have been folks that have fought with us, and it's important that we do everything we can to ensure that those folks that fought with us are protected. And Erdogan has made commitments. He understands that, I think he uses the language he talks about, he has no beef with the Kurds. But we want to make sure that that's the case.
Pompeo met with the Iraqi president, prime minister, and Iraq's council representative speaker. His week-long trip to the Middle East comes after U.S. President Trump announced abruptly last month that he will pull all 2,000 American troops from Syria, causing alarm among U.S. allies in that region. The U.N. Special Envoy for Yemen said Wednesday that a ceasefire for the crucial port city of Hodeidah is largely holding, but more progress needs to be made before a second round of peace talks can take place. Martin Griffiths addressed the Security Council from Jordan and said a tangible contribution to peace has been made in the vital port city. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is said to have concerns about deadlocked denuclearization talks with the United States, but told Chinese President Xi Jinping he is committed to improving Pyongyang's relationship with Washington. Reports of discussions between Kim, who spent 2 days in Beijing, and Xi were reported just hours after Kim's train left for the northeast border, where it entered North Korea early Thursday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.